Malik and Diva in the morning. You thought it was a great date, but now you're getting blown off. Find out why with Blake and Diva. It's Blown Off on Coast 93.1.
Good morning, Lizzie.
Hey, good morning.
You're getting blown off.
Yeah, I am.
Sucks.
By this guy named Austin.
Austin. So give us like the back to the beginning, how you met, you know, like how many dates you went on, or if, I guess it was just one date, right?
Yeah, just one. So I was out with some friends from college, and we were at this bar, and this guy I went to school with knew him. So we ended up having a little conversation and exchanged numbers, and we were texting. And then he asked me out after we were texting for like a couple of days. So I was like, because I really thought he was cool. And then basically we went out to dinner and we had a great time. And we didn't stay out too late, but we like had like a nice big hug before we called it a night. And then honestly, guys, I never heard from him again.
Oh. He didn't even give you like a, hey, I'm not interested or nothing.
No, not even like, hey, I arrived home safely. And I asked him, like, text me when you get home, and nothing. So I don't even know if he listens to you guys, but I was just like, I talked to some of my girlfriends and they were like, just call you guys and get some help.
It doesn't always work, but we did get Austin to agree to come on.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
You're okay with your voice being on the radio, right?
Yeah.
So where'd you go? I mean, what happened after this date?
I'll be honest, Lizzie is smart and attractive, but in all honesty, it was really hard trying to sit through a dinner with her. It was kind of exhausting.
So you just didn't respond?
I didn't want to deal with all that explaining.
Okay.
Kind of thought I'd be able to just slide past this. But
we're not giving you a pass. You got to explain what happened. You know, I think you owe it to her.
Look, I'm a big boy. I should be able to choose whatever I want to eat when I go out to eat. Lizzie, I asked you, what kind of food do you like? And you were like, oh, I like a lot of foods. And, you know, hinted that you were a foodie. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, cool. But that's not true. Not only did she find a problem with every single thing on the menu, she then had issues with the stuff I wanted to order. So I was like, oh, cool, octopus appetizers for me. And she's like, oh, she can't stand seeing the squiggly legs and blue cheese on my salad was a problem.
Wait. She said, did she
her nose up.
Lizzie, did you like nix some of Austin's orders?
No, I like a lot of foods, and I think it's pretty normal that some people can't stomach a slippery baby octopus on the table. It was just a little too much for me, and I know I'm not the only person who feels that way.
She was complaining about everything I wanted to order, like the look she gave me. When I said I might have the branzino, it's just a fish. It's not anything crazy.
Right.
And like whoever I'm dating, I can't imagine being with a pleasant experience if they're going to be super picky, especially about what I'm going to eat.
There's just some things I'm not really a fan of. But I mean, we had like excellent conversation otherwise about like our lives. It's just I'm not a fan of octopus and some kind of cheese. I didn't know it was like such a turnoff.
Lizzie, when you think of like adventurous eating, what do you think of like something that you've tried that was kind of adventurous?
I had a really cool paella recently. It was a lot of different kinds of seafoods, but not octopus. I mean, I'll try stuff. I'm cool with that. And I know, you know, that's how you find out what you like. But I know what I don't like, too.
But it was, like, because I can understand you being picky about what you like to eat. But the fact that she was picky about what I wanted to eat,
right,
that's real strange.
But to be honest, you asked me what I thought, Austin. You know, like you were talking to me about food, and that's why I gave you my opinions. They're my opinions. They didn't stop you from having whatever you wanted. And I wish you would have said something then.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I can see that. It was just really weird
having someone be that picky about what I'm going to eat. Like, oh, it's gross. Oh, it cheese smells terrible. I was like,
it kind of soured the dining experience for you, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it was.
Like you weren't able to enjoy yourself, in other words.
Yeah, I definitely wasn't.
Do you think it's worth another shot?
Maybe a burger joint?
Honestly, I feel like we had great conversation. It was really cool getting to connect, but I wish you the best, Lizzie.
Okay.
Okay, wow. Thank you.
Maybe just not a match.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. I just can't understand why someone would be so bothered by something and not say anything in the moment, you know?
Right. Well, that's a tough thing to bring up at the moment. Yeah. Well, yeah, Austin, thanks for coming on. We appreciate you agreeing to come on.
Hey, thank you for having me.
And Lizzie, thanks for coming on. Thanks for getting a hold of us.
Thank you, guys.
If you are particular about food, then, you know, maybe you take the reins and pick a place that you like. You know what I mean? Like, that might be helpful in the future. Just a thought.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on. Have a good day.
Bye.
You're getting blown off. Go to coast931.com.